is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, the school year wrapping up for many. That includes Umpqua Community College and President Dr. Rachel Pockrant in today to kind of take a look back at the past year. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I know it's been a busy week, a busy time. Kind of give us an overview of how you feel this year went at UCC.
Oh, gosh, it's been fabulous. We've done a lot of great work, and, you know, our students have been amazing. It's graduation week, so all I can think about is graduation, to be honest, Kyle. We are graduating 454 students on Friday, and they are nurses and welders and EMTs and law enforcement officers and all kinds of students going on to four-year schools. And so we're really proud. I just left campus, and we've got 1,754 seats out at Swanson Auditorium. So, you know, when I think about the year and reflect, that's our work product, right? And that's our students' work right there, and that's what we've done this year.
And so what time is graduation?
Oh, graduation is at 6 p.m. On the dot, so get there early. Our students actually have to be there at 4 p.m. So we can get them all ready and outfitted and everything. But yeah, 6 p.m. on the lawn at Swanson Amphitheater. And, you know, if you're a community member and you just want to see an amazing event happening and feel great about your community, come and check it out.
So talk about some of the things you're especially happy about in your first year at the college.
Wow. Well, I think we did some really great things for students to set us up for the future. You know, we came up with this whole tuition strategy that locks in our tuition for 3 years, so students can really plan ahead their spending on their college education, their investment in themselves. So I'm pretty proud that we got that all in place. We had a great year athletically. I'm not sure if you've been following it at all, but we have the third in the nation men's javelin thrower on our track and field team. His name is Zach Holland, and he's from Glide, and he's third in the nation right now, which is pretty exciting. Got lots of four-year schools looking at him for a continued career in track and field. So that's great. Baseball did a great job. We had two national champions in women's wrestling. So athletics is amazing at our school. And esports is something I love to always talk about because not everybody knows that we have an esports team and they compete nationally. And they did great this year. They were in the top 10. In the nation for teams. And, you know, that is, and then everybody will say, what's esports, right?
So, I'm glad you asked the question.
Go ahead.
What is an esport?
So, it's about gamers. So, our athletes in esports compete against teams all over the country in video games. And for people like us who are a little bit more mature, that doesn't sound like a sport, but it's actually really, really cool. It gets some students engaged who have a passion for doing their gaming and keeps them engaged in education. And our team does a really, really great job.
You guys have really put more emphasis over the last few years on sports. Obviously, it's your first year, but it seems like that's kind of changed some of the dynamics and some of the folks you've attracted.
Yeah, I would say so. And, I will point out that our athletes are students first, and our athletic department does a really great job in thinking about the way they are influencing those students to continue their education first and just be excellent citizens. Our sports teams all volunteer around the community. They have to in order to stay eligible on their sports team. And they're just fabulous young people that invest in our institution in a way that we're extremely proud of. And that goes for their education, too. They tend to be some of our top academic performers as well.
So along with the new tuition angle on things, what about other new things or maybe things that you worked on emphasizing this past year?
Yeah, you know, I have to remind everybody that we opened, right? When I was thinking about this year, when I came on the job in July, the college had been closed for a year and a half. And when I say closed, I really mean buildings shut down. So it took us about 2 weeks, but we brought everybody back to campus and we got face-to-face classes going again. And we're now to a point where we are back to, I would say, the new normal, where we're welcoming groups onto campus. We are, our facilities are packed with events and community groups using our facilities, as well as, of course, our academics, which are both face-to-face and online and hybrid and mixed modalities where students can zoom into classes. It's really a new world in education. It's really exciting right now.
What are the most challenging things from this past year?
Oh, gosh, I think along with everybody else who runs a business or organization, staffing is a challenge. We still have probably about 25 open positions. And the reason that's important for us is because we pride ourselves in reaching every student. And it takes that many people to reach every student and invest in our students in the way that they need us to. So that's been a little bit challenging, although we're starting to see a turnaround in that. We've been doing some fun things. Our HR department does a great job in thinking about the way we advertise and showing people what a fun, great work environment it is to be at UCC. So that's been a bit of a challenge, I would say. It's always a bit of a challenge to be new. Just a lot of learning. I've said all year that I understand our students. I uniquely understand them this year because they spend all year learning, and I have also spent all year learning, and it's exhausting and energizing too.
Look at the past 2 years. I mean, you came from another school, and everybody was dealing with the pandemic in a lot of different ways. How big a deal is it to end more normally?
Well, there is no normal anymore. So throw that word out. And I think that's really exciting. We have been pushed to change in higher education, and I think that push was long overdue. We were trailing behind new technologies and the ways that our students wanted to learn, and this has actually accelerated us forward. And that is a really, really good thing. So we've had to really, really consider what we bring back to campus and what we realize was really good in a virtual setting. And our students really did well and appreciated it. We've been digging a lot into data because for us, student success is our product. So how do we maximize our product so that we get the most student success? So really looking at what needs to be face-to-face, what could remain online, what kind of experiences our students want when they come to our campus. So I think it's the best time to be in education, and I hope we don't go back to normal, because normal wasn't good enough.
You know, I heard somebody say in the past week that when we look at all the technology shifts in the last 2 or 3 years in particular, we're going to be 10 or 15 years down the road and look back at the old days of 2022 and these simple phones and simple things, and they're going to look like a typewriter or something. You know, they're going to look like, wow, did they use those back then?
Yeah, exactly. I hope education does the same thing, too. I think we should be right on that train, innovating and casting toward the future.
And with education, one of the things as well, I'm sure you guys have done it in some circumstances, is to be able to access presenters, maybe somebody that an instructor would like to get for a class, but you really can't afford to fly them out from wherever they live to be there for a few hours. It just doesn't mean, you know, not cost effective, even if they want to donate their time or whatever. And so now there's options, and you can access people and make connections and get them to address kids in Roseburg from anywhere in the world.
Exactly. How cool is that? And Roseburg kids should have the best of everything in the whole world. So again, I love that opportunity. I would also say that on campus here at UCC, we're doing that also. You know, if a student isn't feeling well, or their child is sick, or they simply can't afford the gas to get to campus, which is a real issue for our students right now, they can Zoom in to many of our classes. Even though that's happening live in the classroom with the instructor, we have the technology in 28 of our classrooms now for it to be a full virtual experience where the student feels as though they're right there, but they're home on their own couch.
Wow. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Dr. Rachel Pockrant, president of Umpqua Community College, the interview of podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. Tomorrow on Inside Douglas County, we'll talk to a former county resident and director of the Oregon Historical Society in Portland, Carrie Timchuk, will join us to talk about what they're offering, what's going on up there. Maybe you've got kids or grandkids you want to take somewhere and show them part of Oregon's history this summer. We'll talk about how you can do that with the Oregon Historical Society. Dr. Rachel Pockrant, president of Umpqua Community College, with us this afternoon. Now, a lot of people probably don't know or guess wrongly what happens at UCC during the summer.
Oh, gosh, so much going on during the summer. First of all, we do have an 8-week term that is a regular academic term, so a lot of students who want to get ahead of the game can take credits. We have a lot of students, too, that come back from our four-year partners. They come back to the community to be with their parents during the summer, and they'll take a couple classes, again, to get ahead of whatever program they're doing at their four-year institution. So we have the regular stuff going on, but on top of that, it's a super fun place to be in the summer. We do a lot of K-12 programming. Some of the things that we're doing for summer camps for K-12 this summer, we have a virtual technology camp. We have lots of sports camps. We have a video game development camp, a CSI forensics camp, photography for teens, a Lego camp, Spy Kids, TikTok dance camp. So you can imagine it's pretty fun out there. Lots of things going on. And the pool is open. So if anybody's wondering, is the pool open after COVID? We did open quite a bit last summer as well, but we are fully open back in business for that pool that everybody loves up at UCC this summer. So get on our website and sign yourself or your kids up for lessons, or just stop by for open swim.
As you look ahead to this coming academic year in the fall, what about plans you have for some new things, different things?
Yeah, we're planning some a little bit of new programming. So the most exciting thing I would say is that we are starting to offer some bachelor's degrees out at UCC with some partner schools. So our first one is a partnership with Bushnell University, and we'll be offering a BS in psychology. And we hope to build on that in the coming years and have sort of 3 or 4 bachelor's degrees that folks can get right here in the community. They don't have to leave. They don't have to choose an online program if they prefer to learn in a face-to-face environment. So that's pretty exciting. We're also launching an advanced manufacturing mechatronics program. So that will launch as a certificate in the fall and then hopefully grow into a 2-year program over time.
I have to ask you what that is.
Mechatronics. So mechanical engineering and electronics. So imagine in any manufacturing facility right now, the person that does all the programming with a programmable logic controller for the machinery that produces whatever thing you're producing, whether it may be Forest Products or out at Orenco. So it's those higher level sort of line jobs where a person has a lot of technical expertise. They can both program the equipment and fix the equipment in a manufacturing facility. So lots of engineering, a little bit of welding, some electrical training, some really highly skilled programming, which should be fun.
Now, this idea of being able to get a 4-year program sounds like a lot of work went into that.
Yeah, you know, the model that we're choosing is what we call in education a 2+2. So you do a 2-year degree, and then you go straight into the university as a junior for the last 2 years. So Bushnell will be offering those final 2 years for us. The student will come to us and do their psychology associate's degree and then go straight into that program. So it's this really great lower cost way of getting that degree that you're looking for. And Bushnell has been a great partner in figuring this out and working with our faculty and our academic departments to make it work for our students.
It was just over a year ago, you were named president of UCC, I think some point in April or maybe right around the beginning of May. What's this past year been like for you? Hitting the ground running in the middle of a pandemic?
It's been great. I am living the dream. I pinch myself most mornings when I drive out to campus. There's an old adage that you're never going to work a day in your life when you do something that you love. And that is really true. And I think that's because I work with such amazing people and I work for such amazing people in our students. It's a joyful place to be. We have a lot of work to do. But being busy like that keeps me out of trouble. So I am super thrilled to be here.
Now, you seem to be at a lot of college events, and I know that's not always the case for a lot of people in higher level administration. They're not always seen out there. Why do you think, why is that important for you to show up even at odd times on the weekends at various things?
Well, there is no odd time. Being a president of a college should be a 24/7 job, and that's what I love about it. But I think, first of all, it's fun. Going to watch our athletic teams or our Umpqua singers or some of our other musicians is a joy. It is incredible to have a community college like this in any community. And here in Douglas County, it really is a center of arts and athletics and events on weekends and in the evenings. So on a personal level, I just love it anyway. I'm that kind of a person. And I'm an all-in person. I like to be immersed in the place where I'm working and putting all my energy. But then the second piece really is that what we know about students is that they are more likely to be successful if they feel that somebody cares about them and is invested in what they're doing and is excited about their successes and will care if they're not there. So showing up at those games and thanking our athletes and being at our concerts and expressing appreciation and running in an obstacle course race on the weekends, these are the things that let our students know that we are in this with them and we care about them and their success is our success.
What about other things you've found just in the community in general that you've gotten involved in?
Oh, gosh. My husband and I are avid cyclists, so we have joined the Umpqua Velo group, and he's been on more bike rides than I have, but I try to get out as much as possible. And through that group, we've met a lot of great friends, and like everybody else, we like to go to breweries and wineries on the weekends and enjoy those things about the community. I'm a frequent flyer at the farmers market. I love that about our community. I love that I can go skiing 2 hours in one direction and the beach an hour and a half in the other direction. So we've been doing all of those things as a family. The other thing I've gotten involved in is with the Umpqua Valley Economic Development Partnership. I'm on their board, and last week we had a pitch night and gave away some dollars to some great small business owners in the community, and I'm very passionate about entrepreneurs and supporting that organization to do the work that they do. And that was a great event. There were lots of people there, but if you've never been to that event, please go. It's really fun to see the excitement and investment that folks that own small businesses are making in our community.
Well, and we talked about that going into it a couple of times in segments on the air. And of course, like a lot of other things, beginning again after not happening so much for the last couple of years, and seeing a lot of people that have, even during the pandemic, taken ideas they've had and they've had the time, so they've pushed forward with them.
Yeah, exactly. Another great opportunity that came out of the pandemic, right?
So a minute or so left on Inside Douglas County. If you look down the road several years, what would you like to see transform at UCC?
Oh, gosh, I hope we transform everything all the time. That's our work. We definitely need to make sure that our community knows we're there and the value proposition that we bring. The fact that when you come to UCC, you're investing in yourself and you are more likely to have a sustained family wage supporting job for the rest of your life if you come and participate in our programs. So making sure people know that. Our enrollment definitely dipped during the pandemic, as everybody's did. And we need to make sure people know we're open and that we're there and we have something quality to offer. Does look like our enrollment's bouncing back for the fall. I think people realize, okay, they're not going to shut down again. They're not going to make me wear a mask again. And I'm all in and I'm ready to come back. So that's a good thing. We will continue to offer the great service that we have to the community in the most effective and efficient way. Something I'm very focused on is the understanding that we spend public dollars every single day, and I better make sure that we deploy every single one of those dollars to the benefit of the community and our taxpayers. So that really is my focus right now.
And remind people what time graduation is and all of that real quick.
Graduation is 6 p.m. If you're a student, be there at 4 p.m. this coming Friday. We will be outside at Swanson Amphitheater, so rain or shine, dress appropriately, wear sunscreen.
All right, Dr. Rachel Pockram, president of Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.